And now a very good morning. I'm joined on the line by Francesca Spiteri. And just have to say that I did give her the wrong number for the studio, which was...
Yeah, thank you, Sel.
And we do know each other because I've met Francesca a few times, and she's a very good friend to the station, and she supported Phoenix FM over the years. So lovely to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. There's a nice pizza man that answered the phone anyway, so no problem.
I hope you order something. Hopefully I'll get this lady's name correctly, but we're going to talk today about Carmium Cabawi, about Grieving Hearts, which is an organisation which is in Brentwood, isn't it? So tell everybody about, first of all, Grieving Hearts and the work they do.
So our Grieving Hearts is the Brentwood group of the national charity The Compassionate Friends, and the idea around it is that bereaved parents support other bereaved parents. It doesn't matter, regardless of the circumstances, that your child has passed away at any age, so we're here to help each other.
Good to have that community where people can actually have an outlet to talk.
That's exactly right. I mean, we have a monthly meeting. We had one last night, and regardless of what people might think, you're telling your soul, really, of your deepest thoughts that you can only talk to for another bereaved parent, mother or father. Mm. And you can hear and empathise with each other. We can smile, because bereaved parents do smile too. So you can have some nice conversations and friendships form and, support groups that you would not receive, say, through friends, for example, because you just can't understand unless you've walked in those shoes.
It's very strange when somebody passes away. Sometimes people ignore the fact, or they don't want to, or your friends that were very good friends, they suddenly don't call as much as they used to.
They don't know what to say. Mm. It's not their fault. It's how it is, But just by talking to us, we love to hear our child's name. My own child passed away 23 years ago, and I've only discovered our Grieving Hearts in the last 18 months. Have been a tremendous, support to me, and all the feelings that I'd buried and got on with, get on with my life, remembering him, James, all the time. But now I can actually speak to other parents and think, actually, I do that. Yeah, I know that mm-hmm. feeling, but I've never had before.
Yeah.
And that was just through having a conversation with somebody, and I thought, actually, I'm going to look for some support, and discovered that our Grieving Hearts were only in the next road to me. So I got in touch with the Compassionate Friends, who then put me in touch with our Grieving Hearts, and Bridget Holly, who's marvellous, who runs the group and started it up herself. We haven't looked back. It's been a great deal of support.
Now, Carmian, who I keep pronouncing wrong, because that's a lovely name.
You're doing well.
There we go. She's raising money with a really special virtual event.
Well, I met Carmian, it's got to be coming up maybe about 2 years ago, talking about our Grieving Hearts and what we're doing and, events that we're holding. And she said, I've got a great idea, I want to support you. And so she said, I'm going to run the London Marathon in support of our Grieving Hearts. Mm. I said, when is it? She said, 3 weeks' time. Oh my gosh, So she's just so excited. And so it's a virtual event. It's going to be where she lives. She's going to be running it in Enfield with two of her friends. Now, like you, I'm going to have to try and pronounce the names correctly. Kulvara and Lara. So she's been training with them.
Yeah.
And the London Marathon is through an app, and they'll map out where she's going to run, and that will be the virtual 26 miles. So they've got to run it. So that's what she's going to be doing for us. And the money raised is going to go towards the rejuvenation of Butterfly Meadows, which is part of our Grieving Hearts, which I'll mention in a moment, and also for a retreat for our Grieving Hearts parents. Not just our Grieving Hearts, actually. It'll be for anyone over the UK that would like to come. It's the first one that's going to be brought to Essex, and the idea is that it will give parents from all over the country a chance to come and meet, find a way to cope with the grief of losing their precious child. It's that desperate, tragic loss. This is a new life that we are living. It's how to cope. So learning from others, the newly bereaved, for example, might speak to somebody like myself who's, 23 years on, who might find there is that hope that you can smile without feeling guilty, but, and all the other little things that go in with it. Yeah, so there'd be like holistic therapies, there'd be relaxation, be a walk through nature of Butterfly Meadow. So, you know, just ways of giving hope. And the idea is that they'll go away and remember that feeling that there is hope throughout this new life that we have to leave, that we are leaving, yeah. Leading.
Yeah. Butterfly Meadow, it's whereabouts is it? And tell us about it.
Butterfly Meadow is situated in Brentwood, so Shenfield. It's on Hall Lane. It was an idea that I've had for many years, and after sort of searching of different places and talking to many people, as I do, this lovely gentleman, John McLaughlin, he from the Essex Wildlife Trust, said, "I've got just the place for you." So we went over and had a look, and I just fell in love with it. It was just raw. It was beautifully kept many, many years ago, mm. But the help and support, sort of fitted away, and said, "All right, we'll rejuvenate it, and this will be a perfect spot for our families to come and visit." Mm. So the idea of it is to, to get out in nature, to come and volunteer, cut some hedges, dig a plant, or help with cutting the grass, and even learn new skills and make new friends. If you're not able to do that, then you can just walk through. It's so serene. Brentwood's quite a busy place. Mm. So to come and visit, it's so peaceful. You can just hear the birds singing, hear the trees rustling. You walk around, and there's a lovely viewpoint which overlooks Shenfield fields. And it's just so lovely. Mm. We've got the lovely Bill Hindley, who's been trying to look after it for so many years himself, who's made us a lovely picnic bench, which we enjoyed, and we see other people enjoying it too. Mm. So as well as our families, it's a public space, so everybody can use it, and has just been recognised by Brentwood Council as supporting mental wellness. Yes. For our families, and it now extends into the community. So it's ongoing. Mm-hmm. It's run 100% on volunteers. Yeah. We've had some absolutely wonderful, wonderful people that just cannot do this without them. Mm. And we've made such progress as well. I mean, this year, the butterflies that, obviously Butterfly Meadow, the butterflies that were present were just so plentiful and just marvellous. It's a marvellous place to be.
Yeah.
And if you do visit, if you go to the centre, there's a sun clock, a human sun clock, so which has been restored by Jane Bennett of Bennett Funerals in Brentwood. Mm. And you stand on the month, and your body casts the shadow. And I'm 47, and I still go, "Oh, I love that. Oh, look, it's the right time. I was there the other day, and it was funny, but I'm getting on it,
Excellent. If you want to find out more about Our Grieving Hearts, it's all the W's, ourgrievinghearts.co.uk, and, you'll meet people like Francesca and the rest of the guys and girls there who can give you support, and also, talking and, as you said, life afterwards, having a few laughs, making friends, and trying to,
cope. Giving that glimmer, exactly right. Mm. It is hope overall. Mm. I just wanted to say about Carmian, this is her third London Marathon, and she actually defied doctors after a martial arts injury. The doctor said, you won't be into any athletics or sports.
Yeah.
A year later, she thought, challenge accepted. A year later, she ran her first London Marathon.
Wow.
And that was in 2017.
Yeah.
So she does like local runs. Mm-hmm. And in her words, she's chasing the bling. She loves the medal at the end.
Oh.
And obviously this one's especially commemorative because it's the 40th year of the London Marathon.
Yeah.
So we're so ever so grateful. She's reached £300, £302 so far. And if anyone would like to match fund that, we'd be ever so grateful. So if there's any businesses that would like to match fund Carmi and what she does eventually raise, then please do get in touch.